All right, folks, strap in because we are going deep on this one. We're diving into the CFL Continental Football League. Division round playoffs, and let me tell you, this matchup between the Miami Talons and the Las Vegas Rounders, this one was one for the books.
Oh, absolutely. This wasn't just a W for Miami. It was total domination. 34-13 final score left those Rounders looking like, well, frankly, they looked lost out there.
You got that right. Talons were in control right from kickoff, just took over the game. So what was the key here? What made this game so one-sided?
Well, it was a real multi-pronged attack, but it all started with just offensive dominance. The Talons' offense, I mean, they were like a finely tuned instrument, clicking on all cylinders. They were moving the ball downfield, precision, purpose. Rounders D was just constantly on their heels.
Let's break that down a bit. Where did they shine on offense?
Well, both on the ground and through the air, to be honest, yeah. But their ground game, particularly impressive. I mean, they racked up a whopping 179 rushing yards, averaging over 5 yards carry, just setting the tone early.
And Jeffrey Downs, I mean, he was a beast out there, wasn't he? Breaking tackles left and right.
Downs was unstoppable, turning in a performance for the ages. 131 rushing yards, just 15 carries, averaging almost 9 yards every time he touched the ball, one-man wrecking crew, and the Rounders, I mean, they just had no answer from him.
And he wasn't just picking up yards, right? He was making strategic plays. It seemed like they were specifically targeting the right side of that Rounders D.
You're spot on there. The Talons coaches, they clearly saw a weakness on that side, and they exploited it mercilessly. Downs had 3 runs of over 10 yards, and most of them.
Right at that right side. Rounders were always a step behind, you know, trying to plug holes that kept popping up.
Like they were trying to fix a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
And the Talons kept finding new ways to make that water flow. And it wasn't just Downs either, right? Kirk Friday was throwing darts all night long. What impressed you about his performance? Well, Friday, he was surgical. With his throws, I mean, he completed 19 of 35 passes for 268 yards and 3 TDs. But what stood out to me was his decision-making. Didn't force the ball downfield, didn't take any unnecessary risks. He took what the defense gave him, connected on a mix of short and medium passes, kept the chains moving, and, well, demoralized that Rounders defense.
It felt like they were playing chess out there. Just strategically moving their pieces, outmaneuvering the Rounders at every turn.
Exactly. Friday, he wasn't just throwing the ball. He was dictating the pace of the game. Kept the Rounders on their heels, prevented them from, well, establishing any kind of rhythm.
And when you control the pace of the game like that, you control the clock. The Talons held the ball for almost 34 minutes, compared to just over 26 for the Rounders. I mean, that kind of time of possession, it's a recipe for success.
It is. It's the ultimate form of dominance. Talons were able to dictate the tempo, wear down the Rounders' D, and keep their own offense, well, fresh and energized, a clinic in ball control and offensive efficiency.
Speaking of the Rounders, let's shift gears a little bit, talk about their struggles. They just couldn't seem to get anything going on offense. So what were some of the key factors that contributed to their dismal performance?
Well, their biggest problem was, I mean, they couldn't establish any consistency. They just sputtered on offense, struggled to move the ball, put points on the board. Combination of factors, but the run game, particularly ineffective.
Only 91 yards on 26 attempts, a paltry average of 3.44 yards per rush. They were getting stuffed at the line of scrimmage. What happened to their star running back, Noah Finley? He was practically invisible out there.
Finley had a rough night. He finished with 62 yards on 18 carries, but he just couldn't find any room to run. The Talons' defensive line, I mean, they were swarming him like a pack of wolves, and their linebackers were flying to the ball, shutting down any potential running lanes.
It felt like he was constantly running into a brick wall.
Yeah.
And then their QB, David Kaisbeharn, had a night to forget.
Kaisbeharn looked completely out of sorts, under constant pressure from that Talons' D. Never able to settle into a rhythm. Completed just 16 of 37 passes for 195 yards, no TDs. And threw a crucial interception that swung the momentum even further in Miami's favor.
That interception was a killer. It felt like the air got sucked out of the stadium for the Rounders after that play.
It was definitely a turning point. The Talons, they capitalized on that turnover, never looked back, smelled blood in the water, went for the kill.
And it wasn't just the interception. I mean, Kaisbeharn was hurried 5 times and knocked down twice. He never had a chance to breathe, let alone find his receivers downfield.
Talons' D was relentless, generating pressure from all angles. They had Kaisbeharn running for his life, and, well, it showed in his performance. Throws were off target, decision-making questionable. He just looked rattled.
It was like they were playing a different sport out there. The Talons, they were crisp, confident, and in control, while the Rounders were hesitant, out of sync, and, well, on their heels for most of the game.
You nailed it. The Talons played with a swagger, a sense of purpose. That was contagious. They believed they were going to win, and they played like it. The Rounders, on the other hand, well, they just seemed unsure of themselves, like they were waiting for something to go right instead of making it happen.
And when you're playing against a team as talented and well-coached as Miami, waiting for something to happen is a recipe for disaster.
No doubt about it. Talons were the better team on this night, and they proved it in every facet of the game.
We've talked about Miami's offensive firepower and the Rounders' struggles, but what about the penalties? It seemed like the Rounders were constantly shooting themselves in the foot with costly mistakes.
Penalties were definitely a factor. Rounders racked up 11 penalties for 77 yards. While the Talons were much more disciplined, only committing 6 penalties for 30 yards, those penalties killed drives for the Rounders and, well, gave the Talons valuable field position.
It was like they were playing with one hand tied behind their backs at times. Every time they seemed to get a little momentum going, a flag would fly and set them back.
It's hard to win a football game, let alone a playoff game, when you're constantly making those kinds of mistakes. Talons capitalized on the Rounders' lack of discipline, and it ultimately played a big role in their victory.
So we've covered the flow of the game, the strengths of the Talons' offense, and the struggles of the Rounders. Let's dive into the individual performances a bit more. Who were some of the guys who really caught your eye in this matchup?
Well, we've already sung the praises of Jeffrey Downs, but his performance, I mean, it was truly MVP worthy. He was a game changer, the driving force behind the Talons' offensive success. But we'll delve into more specific player highlights a little later.
All right, so stay tuned because we'll be back to spotlight some of the game's biggest stars and break down what went right for the winners, what went wrong for the losers. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're still breaking down this the CFL playoff matchup between the Miami Talons and the Las Vegas Rounders.
Yeah, we left off talking about some of the key factors that contributed to the Talons' victory. But I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about the Rounders' struggles. You said they couldn't establish any consistency on offense. Why do you think that was?
Well, you got to give the Talons' defense a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
They were suffocating, applying that relentless pressure, just disrupting the Rounders' game plan from the very first snap.
It felt like the Rounders were constantly on their heels, reacting to what the Talons were doing instead of dictating the action themselves. Do you think there was anything they could have done differently to counter Miami's defensive strategy?
That's a tough one. The Talons were just so well prepared, executed their game plan flawlessly. But if I were coaching the Rounders, I would just try to establish a quicker passing game early on, get the ball out of Kaisvi Harn's hands quickly, try to neutralize that relentless pass rush, and maybe find some success in the short passing game to kind of build some confidence. That makes sense, yeah. Try to find those little pockets of space.
Yeah.
And exploit them. Before the Talons' defense could close in, instead it felt like Kaisvi Harn was holding onto the ball too long, waiting for something to develop downfield that just never materialized.
Right, waiting for those big plays to happen instead of taking what the defense gave him. And against a defense as fast and aggressive as Miami's, that's a recipe for disaster.
So let's talk about that Talons D a bit more. We've talked about their pressure on the quarterback, but they were also just stifling the Rounders' run game. So what impressed you about their defensive performance?
It was a complete team effort. The D-line was winning those battles in the trenches, controlling the line of scrimmage, preventing the Rounders from getting any push on running plays. And the linebackers were, flying the ball, filling gaps, making tackles.
Yeah, it was like they were reading Kaisvi Harn's mind, anticipating his throws and shutting down his receivers.
They were playing with a level of confidence and swagger. It was intimidating. They were physical, they were disciplined, and they were playing with a fire that the Rounders just simply couldn't match.
It's one thing to have a great game plan, but it's another thing entirely to execute it with the kind of precision and intensity that the Talons displayed.
And that's what separates the good teams from the great teams, you know? The Talons didn't just win this game. They dominated it in every aspect. They were the better team from start to finish, and they deservedly punched their ticket to the next round of the playoffs.
All right, let's shift gears now and talk about some of the individual performances that stood out in this game. We've already mentioned Jeffrey Downs and Kirk Friday for the Talons, but were there any other players who caught your eye?
Well, on the Talon side, I thought Cedric Matthews had a fantastic game. He was Friday's go-to target, hauling in 9 catches for 133 yards and a touchdown.
That Matthews-Friday connection. It was a thing of beauty. It seemed like they were always on the same page, even when the Rounders' defense was trying to disguise their coverage.
They have that intangible chemistry that you just can't teach, you know? Friday trusts Matthews to be in the right spot at the right time, and Matthews has the speed and the hands to make those tough catches in traffic.
And let's not forget about the Talons' D. Gavin Gray was all over the field, making tackles, putting pressure on the quarterback, and even coming up with a crucial interception.
Gray was a force of nature, disrupting plays, making life miserable for that Rounders offense. He was the epitome of a defensive playmaker, and his performance was a big reason why the Talons were able to shut down the Rounders' attack.
Now, on the Rounders' side, it's a bit harder to find standout performers, given their overall struggles. But Martin Bulk deserves some credit for his effort. He finished with 10 catches for 129 yards, battling for every yard, even when the game was slipping away.
Bulk was the lone bright spot for the Rounders' offense. I mean, he was making tough catches in tight coverage, showing a lot of heart. It's just a shame that his effort couldn't translate into more points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating for a receiver to put up those kind of numbers and still end up on the losing side.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of football, you know? It's a team sport. And sometimes individual brilliance isn't enough to overcome a collective effort, like we saw from the Miami Talons tonight.
Absolutely. The Talons played like a team possessed, and they were firing on all cylinders. They were the better team on this night, and they deserve to win.
Speaking of deserving to win, we can't wrap up this deep dive without talking about the MVP of the game. Who gets your vote?
This one's a no-brainer for me. It has to be Jeffrey Downs. He was the engine that drove the Talons' offense, racking up over 130 yards on the ground, averaging nearly 9 yards per carry. He was a one-man wrecking crew, and he was the difference maker in this game.
I completely agree. Downs was simply unstoppable, and his performance deserves to be recognized. He was the heart and soul of the Talons' victory, and he's our pick for MVP.
No doubt about it. He put on a clinic, and the Rounders had no answer for him.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but before we move on to our final thoughts, are there any other key takeaways or insights you want to highlight about this matchup?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the Miami Talons are a team to be reckoned with. They're playing with a level of confidence and swagger that's contagious. They're well-coached, they're disciplined, and they have a roster full of playmakers on both sides of the ball. They're going to be a tough out for anyone in the playoffs.
I couldn't agree more. They're a force to be reckoned with. And they're definitely a team to watch as we head into the later rounds of the playoffs. We've broken down the Miami Talons' dominant win over the Las Vegas Rounders. But now it's time to zoom in on one player who stood head and shoulders above the rest.
That's right. Time to crown our MVP.
And I don't think there's much debate here. Jeffrey Downs, I mean. He was the heart and soul of the Talons' offense, a true game changer.
Oh, 131 rushing yards, averaging almost 9 yards a carry. That's not just good, that's demoralizing for the other team.
He wasn't just gaining yards either. He was setting the tone, dictating the pace, and just wearing down the Rounders' defense.
Every time he touched the ball, you felt like something special was about to happen. He was breaking tackles, finding holes, making the Rounders look like they were, I don't know, stuck in quicksand.
And let's not forget the strategic element, too. The Talons repeatedly targeted the right side of the Rounders' defense, and Downs was the weapon they used to exploit that weakness.
It was like they found a crack in the Rounders' armor and just kept hammering away at it until it shattered. Downs was the hammer, and he hit hard.
So for his sheer dominance, his impact on the game, and his role in leading the Talons to victory, Jeffrey Downs is our unanimous MVP.
Well-deserved honor. Yeah. Truly exceptional performance.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Talons' victory, what's the one lasting impression that you're taking away from this game?
The Talons' overall mastery. They didn't just win, they dominated in every aspect of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, they were firing on all cylinders.
It was a clinic in playoff football. They were prepared, they were disciplined, and they just executed their game plan flawlessly.
The Rounders, on the other hand, I mean, they looked outmatched, outcoached. They never really found their footing, and they were playing catch-up from the very beginning.
Yeah, it's back to the drawing board for them. While the Talons march on,
and that's the beauty of the playoffs, you know? Every game's a story, and this one was a tale of two teams heading in opposite directions.
Well, folks, that concludes our deep dive into the Miami Talons' resounding victory over the Las Vegas Rounders. We hope you enjoyed the insights and analysis.
As always, a huge thank you to our listeners for joining us. We'll be back next week. to break down another thrilling playoff matchup.
Until then, keep those helmets on and your spirits high.